Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA now looking for a new leader for the New York City Transit Authority.
Andy Byford submitted his letter of resignation, and there's no reason given why. We also don't know what day it takes effect or what he will do next. MTA Chairman Pat Foy said Byford indicated he will take some time off. At the MTA meeting, Byford thanked several people, including the governor, although Byford and the governor did bump heads a number of times in the past over Byford's responsibilities. Byford also thanked the riders and other New Yorkers for the opportunity.
This really is the absolute pinnacle of any transit professional's career. You know, it doesn't get much bigger than New York City Transit, and it's been my honor and privilege to serve New Yorkers.
Byford is credited with, among other things, making the subway trains go faster. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at MTA headquarters.
Speaking at an unrelated event, Governor Cuomo had praise for Byford.
Andy Byford is a good man. I think he's done a lot of good during his 2 years. I think we have, fundamentally, the way the MTA operates is they have a very strong team, and the team has even gotten stronger.
Both Bill de Blasio and Corey Johnson are not happy. The mayor tweeted that the MTA needs people like Andy Byford now more than ever. The council speaker said he is devastated, and he wrote, "Let's get this thing going. Hashtag bring Andy back." Two New Jersey teens lost their lives last night when they fell into icy ponds. This happened in separate accidents in East Brunswick, that is, in Carteret.
Around 7 last night, 15-year-old David Tilburg and a friend out playing when they fell into the ice, the lake here off Carteret Avenue. Tilburg, witnesses say, in the water nearly an hour before he could be rescued, and he died a few hours later at University Hospital. His aunt, Nicole.
He was just the best. Funny, goofy, just a kid. Innocent.
Now, just 2 hours earlier, another tragedy for this county as three boys fell into the icy pond behind the East Brunswick police station. Two made it out, but a 13-year-old eighth grade boy did not and died. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Carteret.
Yesterday, Fairway Supermarkets denied a report that it was basically going out of business. Today, we learned that the company has indeed filed for a second time for bankruptcy protection and has inked a deal to sell off 5 of its stores, including the flagship, to Village Supermarket, Inc., which owns ShopRite. This includes the Upper West Side, the Upper East Side, Chelsea, Harlem, and Kipps Bay locations, along with a distribution center. Fairway will look for buyers for the other stores as well, but they'll stay open during that process. The Harvey Weinstein trial continued today with one of his many accusers on the stand.
Actress Annabella Sciorra's voice trembled as she described how Harvey Weinstein raped her in her apartment. She said he barged his way into her Gramercy apartment after his driver had dropped her off and he left following a dinner they attended with others. She said he pinned her arms over her head and she tried to fight back unsuccessfully. She blacked out and woke up on her bedroom floor. She says she confronted him a few weeks later and he told her, "That's what all nice Catholic girls say." Under cross-examination, defense attorneys asked Sciorra why she didn't call police or her doorman and asked why she would even answer the door at night when she wasn't expecting anyone. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Weinstein is facing rape and sex assault charges stemming from alleged incidents with two other women in 2006 and 2013. He denies any non-consensual sex. Some New York City restaurants and retail businesses have gone no cash, accepting only debit and credit card payments. Well, some lawmakers say that's discriminatory because 24% of all households either do not have a bank account in the city or don't have more than one. Well, today the city council will vote on a measure to ban the practice, with Councilman Richie Torres saying they're reining in the excesses of the digital economy. Mayor de Blasio has expressed support for the measure. It's already illegal in New Jersey for businesses to refuse cash. A wild scene this morning in Bloomingdale, New Jersey, where shots were fired at police.
It happened around Pleasant Avenue and Matthews Drive, a dead end in a residential area, and the sound was startling to neighbors like Kay Hawkins.
I was just in my house. I heard the fast-driving car and some sirens, and I'm like, what the heck? And then my poor postman almost got ran over.
The chase began on Route 23 in Riverdale around 9:30 this morning. Police in pursuit of a shoplifting suspect and ended here after a hail of bullets from the SUV. Officers shot back. Hawkins said she had no idea it was gunfire at first.
Firecrackers on the ground. Boom, 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 boom.
The suspect killed and an officer taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The attorney general is investigating. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Bloomingdale.
There is a new push in New York City to give New Yorkers with green cards and work permits the right to vote. The argument's an old one that if they pay taxes, they should have a right to choose representation. City Councilmember Adonis Rodriguez is introducing a bill today. Mayor de Blasio has said he's open to debate on the matter. Council Speaker Cory Johnson says he wants to review the legislation before commenting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.